for few folk coming out of Holly Town. The trade has gone away, and the distant glower of the ruined tower makes few folk care to stay. So poor we were, but free we were as the wild herds on the plain. And I was a child as free and wild as the wind in my tangled mane. My grandam told me cradle tales of the great days long ago, when the wizards ruled and the land was taxed and the lords would come and go. But the land was torn by war, she said, the tower was broken down, and the lords appear no longer here to rule over Hallytown. And neither do the wizards come take our children, 1 in 10. So grateful be that you're poor but free and you're not living then. My father had no sons at all, nor could he pay the fee for hireling men to help his work, so he turned to mother and me. We helped him run the wild ones down to catch and tame and train, and we lived thus free and merrily on the edge of Halley Plain. So well I loved the whispering grass and the children of the land, that in time I learned as the seasons turned to call them. Out on Halley Plain, I would set my mind to fly till I felt the grass below my feet and the birds high in the sky. I'd feel the wild ones running and I'd bid them turn again, and a few I'd see would come to me about everyone in town. But I never called them to the rope for their trust I'd not betray. And willingly they would carry me on the plains to run and play. There is a lake beyond the town, the tower stands on its shore, close by the holy castle ruins where none may pass the door. I always chose that ruined tower as my favorite place to play. I daydream long of my grandam songs and the tales of the ancient day. The stones breathe wondrous tales to me of the power within the ground, till amid the stones of the tower's bones a magic mirror I found. The mirror in its iron frame was black as a winter sky. Never a sight did it show to me till I set my mind to fly. Aye, then it showed me wondrous things, a window on the world, the plain, the town, the land around, for as far as the ocean curled. I wore it tight about my neck so as to keep it always near. Besides the land and my wild horse band, it was the treasure I held most dear. For I never wear red robes, I never wear a blue stone. The ruined tower stands abandoned and alone. But when the moons are high and the wind is roaring free, when I send my silent call, they come, my dear, for the children here, they're taking 1 in 10. Go back, you horse tamer, and your daughter hide away. Go conceal your child where the land is wild till the wizards have gone away. as fast as a horse could run. And I hid myself in the ruined tower, away from wind and sun. I gazed into the mirror's deeps to see what might befall. Close at hand saw the wizard's back, so fierce and fair and tall. Then one of them raised up his eyes and he said, "Who can this be?" And he turned his head with its hair so red, and he looked straight away at me. "What is this power I feel?" said he, "so clear and raw and strong. Right up, my sisters all. My God, we've been searching wrong for powers here that we thought to find. The gods so jest with men. It may be still that without our will, that tower will awake again. 'Twas an ill-trained keeper's mind I met, and I barely felt such power. We dare not wait lest we come too late. Make haste for the Halley Tower." As soon as I thus heard their plan, I turned my mind away, and I sent it flying o'er the plain to the wild ones I did say, "Oh, come to me, my free friends all, oh, come to my right hand. We must prevent these lords' intent of the claiming of our land. For if they should rule this land once more, we will all be servant men. And you, my dears, will be captives here, and will never run free again." Mind to the wild ones' minds, and I called as I never did call, till seven mares and a stallion foaled came into the ancient hall. Seven mares, a stallion foaled, a magic mirror and me, to stay the hand of the wizard's band and keep the plains folk free. So I bound my soul to the wild ones' souls as I'd never done before. Raised our might in a ring of light to fight in a wizard's war. For I'll never wear red robes, I'll never wear a blue stone. The ruined tower stands abandoned and alone. But when the moons are high and the wind is roaring free, when I send my silent shield about the tower, all made of wind and thought, with hopes of light through the mirror's sight, we battered, thrust, and fought. The wizards flinched, the wizards fell, and they cried up from the ground, have done, ye nine and one, only tell us what we found. How did your starstone hold intact when it should have burned away? What kind of men can stand up again through the fires that we threw today? "I have no stone at all," said I, "just a mirror like the sea. And you fought with never a man this day, just eight wild horses and me. I am the horse tamer's daughter, the defender of the land, and I know my kind never were inclined to live at a lord's command. So it is my wish you should go away and should leave us as we've been. Leave us free as we choose to be, we will never be ruled again." Fresh straw lies on the floor. free through the open door. The holly folk bring corn and cloth and wood for the winter's chill. The tales they tell are spreading well, and I fear they always will. I'm just the horse tamer's daughter, but they love me for my power. They've made of me what I feared to be, the keeper of Holly Town. I'll never wear red rose, I'll never wear a blue stone. The ancient tower stands no longer quite alone. But when the